All right. Good morning, and I'm happy we can meet today.
早晨好，很高兴再次见到大家。
I apologize, I could not meet last week, and thank you so much for your prayers for Sue.
很抱歉，上个星期我们就没法上课，那我就非常感谢大家为我太太的祷告。
We are back home, and she is little by little getting stronger.
我们已经回家了，然后她就是一点一点的在恢复体力。
We will meet her oncologist on Thursday to find out when she can resume treatment.
然后这个周四我们会去看肿瘤专家，看什么时候可以再继续开始化疗。
I thank you very much for your prayers. I really appreciate it.
所以我非常非常的感谢大家为我们的祷告。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
God, we live in a world where being like you seems unimportant to many people.
就是我们现在所生活的世界，对很多人来讲，像基督并不是重要的事情。
But we want to be like you.
但是我们想要像你。
And so as we study today, would you teach us how to grow in your image?
在我们今天学习的时候，求你帮助我们，让我们知道如何长成你的样式。
And then help us to apply that in our lives.
也把这些应用在我们的实际生活当中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Last time I asked you to start keeping a record, a journal of your growth in some area of your spiritual life.
上一次呢，我就是说，请你有一个日记本，记下来你在这个属灵上成长的过程。
I'm not going to ask you to read that to the class. Don't worry.
别担心，我不会让你在这里把你写的读出来。
But I do hope that you will each week make a record of you, of what you see God doing in your life.
然后我还是希望你每个星期呢都记下来，就是神在你生命中的所做的所行的。
Two reasons that I think it is very helpful to do that kind of journal in one specific area.
就是有两个原因让我觉得你在一个具体的方面呢把这些给记录下来重要的。
One is that it helps us to actually see our growth.
一方面呢是看到我们在这方面的成长。
Sometimes when a child, our children are young, they will ask us to mark on the wall where they have grown.
有的时候我们的孩子小的时候他们就会站在墙边然后让我们画一条线然后每年就这样画让看他们长了多少。
And then maybe a year later, mark again. They can see, this is how much I have grown.
然后他过一年他再去量一下他就说哎看我这一年长了多高。
When we keep a journal of our spiritual life, we're able to see the growth that God is giving us.
当我们就是记录下来我们属灵的这个成长的时候就这样有一个日记来记下来的话那我们就能看到我们属灵上的成长。
The other reason I encourage you to do this is it gives you a record of the lessons that God teaches us.
另外一个我鼓励大家这样做的原因就是我们会记录下来神就是在哪些方面帮助了我们成长。
Especially when you are keeping a record in one area.
尤其是你假如说你特别的专注说你在某一方面的成长你把它记录下来的话。
One area that you know, I want to become more like Jesus in this area.
就比如说你说我在这方面我特别的希望我更像基督你把这个方面记录下来。
As you keep that journal and think about that area, God will teach you some lessons. He will show you some things.
然后当你有这样的一个日记，然后呢，你在 看你的这个记录的过程中间，神就会向你显示一些东西。
But most of us, we hear so many bits of information in a day that soon we can forget.
因为呢，我们每天听到的信息都很多，很快我们就什么都记不住了。
Writing it down helps us to keep a record. This is what God is teaching me in my life.
然后呢，就是把这个给记下来呢，就是帮助我们能够明白，能够记住说这是神在我这方面所教我的。
The scripture that I started with last time, and I want to begin again today.
上一次我开始讲的经文，然后今天我也想以这些经文开始，就是这句哥林多后书。
We all with unveiled face beholding the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image.
就是我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状。
And the key in that verse, from one degree of glory to another.
这句经文里的重点就是荣上加荣，就是从一种程度的荣耀变成另外一种程度的荣耀。
This isn't happening in one big step.
这个不是一跃而成的。
But little by little.
而是一点一点的。
Now, I told you last week, it seems to me that every believer wants to be more like Christ.
上个次我讲过，就是每一个真正信主的人都更想像基督。
But many Christians think that it's not possible.
但是很多基督徒就觉得这是一件不可能的事情。
And so they just...Give up.
所以他们就放弃了。
And say, I'll never be any different.
然后他们就说，哎呀，我永远也不会改变。
And so as we study about spiritual formation, we are looking at what God does to make us like himself.
所以当我们学习这个灵命塑造的时候，我们就来看神是在我们生命中如何来运作，让我们能够成为他的样式。
I want to focus today on a definition of spiritual formation.
所以今天我们来看这个灵命塑造的定义。
I'm going to spend at least today's class and probably another class just on the definition.
所以呢，我可能就是这一课，甚至可能是下一课，都来讲这个灵命塑造的定义。
And I, in some ways, will say that the definition is the most important thing I'm going to say to you in several weeks.
然后呢，就是说在未来的很多个星期之内，我要告诉你这个定义是我所能告诉你的最重要的事情。
Because the definition sums up for me what God is doing in us.
因为呢，这个灵命塑造的定义就总结了就是神在我们生命中所要做的。
Spiritual formation is the gracious process of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ for the sake of others.
灵命塑造就是为了他人的缘故被塑造成耶稣基督形象的恩典过程。
Four things that we're going to look at.
我们要看四点。
First of all,I say a gracious process.
第一呢，它是一个恩典的过程。
That tells us that spiritual formation is a work of grace.
所以呢，灵命塑造呢，是神对我们的恩典的工作。
One reason many Christians get frustrated in their attempts to become more like Christ.
那很多基督徒在他们企图就是成为基督形象的过程中，最后就变得非常有挫败感，非常懊恼的原因就是
is that they are trying to do it themselves.
因为他们想要靠着自己的力量来做。
I haveTalk to people who told me something like this.
我就碰到有人，他们是这么讲的。
We are saved by grace through faith.
我们得救是因着神的恩典，通过信心。
And then we become Christ-like through our efforts.
然后我们之后呢，我们就靠着自己的努力，就来像基督。
That's not correct.
那个是不对的。
Everything in the Christian life is from grace.
基督徒生命中的每一样事情都是靠着恩典，都是通过恩典。
It is God's grace that shapes us.
是神的恩典在塑造我们，是神有恩典，所以他来塑造我们。
On one side are those who think they do it by their effort.
就是一方面呢，就是有人觉得他们要靠着自己的努力，自己的力量来做。
Maybe for today I can say they are Pharisees. They are trying to earn God's image in their life.
照着今天的话说，我们可以说这样的人呢，像法利赛人，他们想要赢得就是基督的神的形象在他们的生命中的彰显。
But on the other side are, I will say, lazy Christians.
但是在另外一个极端呢，就是我说是这个懒惰的基督徒。
They say, I'm a Christian.
他们说，哦，我是基督徒。
I don't look like Christ.
我看起来不像耶稣。
My attitude is not like Christ.
我的态度不像基督。
My actions are not like Christ.
我的行为也不像基督。
But it's okay.
但没关系。
When God is ready to make me like Christ, he will do it.
当神预备好要让我像基督的时候，他就会那样做。
The Bible doesn't show us either of those extremes as being right.
但是呢，圣经没有有任何的这个经文来支持任何一方，这两方都是不对的。
Instead, we are shaped in the image of Christ through grace.
相反的呢，我们是因着恩典，我们被塑造成基督的形象。
But that grace is what gives us power to reach and strain every effort to be more like Christ.
但是那种恩典呢，实际上是给我们里边那种能力，也给我们这种努力，让我们就是竭尽全力的是要像基督。
And so it is through grace.
所以呢，是因着恩典，靠着通过恩典。但是
it is grace that empowers our effort.
但是是那个恩典呢，就是使我们的这种努力是有能力，是有力量。
There is a statement that I like very much to help me understand this.
有一种说法是我很喜欢，它帮助我能够了解这一点。
Grace is not the opposite of effort.
恩典不是努力的相反面，对立面。
Grace is the opposite of earning.
恩典是说我赚得的，我赢得的对立面，相反面。
In other words, no matter how much effort I put into growing as a believer, I have not earned anything.
另外一句话就是说，不管我多努力，花了多大的力气去成长像基督的样式，最后的那个结果不是说我应得的，我赚得的。
But there is effort to growing in the image of Christ.
但是要长成基督的样式，里边就包含了这个努力。
It is effort that comes through God's grace. He's the one who gives you the power.
但是呢，是因着神的恩典呢，才有了这种努力，他给你这个能力，让你去这样的，给你这个力量，让你去进行这个努力。
Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 29.
请我们来看，哥罗西书一章二十九节。
Paul says, For this I toil.
保罗说，我也为此劳苦。
That word toil is work.
那个劳苦可是努力的工作。
Paul says, I am working.
保罗说，我在工作，我在努力。
And then I don't know the order of the words in Chinese, but in English, the next word is struggling.
我不知道我们中文的这个下边这个劳苦之后的词，但是在英文里边这个劳苦之后紧跟的这个词呢
another word,
就是征战尽心竭力。
In other words, he is working as hard as he can.
就是说他是非常努力的，就是尽其所能的去征战，去就是尽心竭力。
But then look at what it says. For this I toil, struggling with all his, God's energy.
他就这样说，他说我也为此劳苦，借着他在我里边的大能作为，就是是神在他里边的大能。
That he powerfully works within me.
就是神在我里边运行的大能。
I love that verse.
我很喜欢这一句经文。
I've memorized it and quote it often to myself.
然后呢，我就是把这句话记在里边，然后就是紧紧地抓住这一句。
Because it reminds me that lazy Christians never become Christ-like.
因为他就提醒我说，这个懒散的基督徒永远也不会长成基督的样式。
If I am not willing to get out of bed and read my Bible in the morning and pray, I am not going to hear from God that day.
如果我不是说要早晨爬起来，要去读圣经，要祷告的话，那我就不要，就是觉得说我今天可以就听到神对我说话。
My friend was preaching at a Christian college.
我有一个朋友，他在这个一个基督教学院里边讲道。
And there was a young man there who said,I have grown up as a Christian, but I never grow. My parents are Christians. I've gone to church all my life, but I make no spiritual progress.
有一个年轻人就说，我父母都是基督徒，我也在一个基督教的环境里长大。我是基督徒，但是我从来没有在属灵上有任何的进展。
My friend listened to him talk for a while.
然后呢，我朋友就听他讲了一会儿。
And finally, my friend said, here is the first step for your spiritual growth.
然后我的朋友就对这个年轻人说，这是你要就是属灵成长的第一步。
Get out of bed in the morning.
早晨起床。
You see, this young man would stay up all night playing video games.
你知道这个年轻人呢，他整夜在那玩游戏。
And then he would sleep in the morning.
然后就早晨睡懒觉。
He had no time to feed himself the word of God, the food of God's word.
他就没有时间用神的话语来喂养他自己。
And so he didn't grow.
所以呢，他就没有成长啊。
Because remember in Corinthians it says we grow in the image of Christ as we behold God's glory.
因为我们在哥林多后书刚刚看到，就是我们要看见，就是敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，然后我们才会成长。
And we behold his glory in God's word.
我们就是在神的话语里边去看主耶稣的荣光。
Now, most of us, maybe all of us in this class are adults.
可能我们这个班上的人的同学都是成人了。
So I hope that means none of us are staying up all night watching or playing video games.
所以我希望我们中间没有人就是整夜不睡就在那玩电动游戏。
But can I make this practical?
我可不可以就是实际的讲一下?
And maybe a little bit you will feel unkind.
也许你会觉得我说这话不太友好。
I have seen some Christians.Become less Christ-like in the last 2 years.
我就看到有些基督徒在过去的两年中就是更不像基督了。
I have seen them move away from being like Christ.
我就看到他们就是渐渐的，本来应该是更像基督，但是他们渐渐的远离，就是变得是不像基督。
No, not because of politics.
不是因为政治。
Not because of mask.
也不是因为口罩。
But because of this.
而是因为。
I have seen them staying up all night watching conspiracy videos.
因为我就看他们这个晚整夜不睡啊，或者睡得很晚，就看这个阴谋论。
And they are becoming more and more depressed and less the hope that Jesus gives us.
然后他们就变得越来的越沉重，越来的越沮丧，而不是说抓住主耶稣基督给我们的应许盼望。
And I want to say to them the advice that my friend gave to that young man.
我也想要对这样的朋友讲，就是我的朋友对那个年轻人讲的。
The first step to becoming more like Christ is to get up in the morning.
第一步能够更像基督的这个要做的就是早晨起床。
Spend time in his word.
就是花时间在他的话语上。
Now, I'm not going to say this as a law.
我讲这样不是说这是个律法。
But I'm going to say for me.
我也是为我自己说的，对我自己说的。
And it's not a law, but I'm going to say that I think it's probably true for you too.
这不是律法，但是我想可能这一点对你也是真实的。
If I spend more time watching CNN than I spend reading God's word, I do not grow more like Christ.
如果我花更多的时间去看这个 CNN 的新闻，而不是说去读神的话语，我不会说更像基督。
And you can replace CNN with wherever you get your news.
你可以把我说的这个 CNN 可以用别的任何的这个新闻频道来代替。
Now, my point here, I am not at all trying to be a legalist.
我在这里讲的，我说我不是要成为律法主义者。
My point is this.
我的观点是
Whatever I feed my mind is what shapes me.
不管说我的头脑中是你所读的，你所看的是什么，只要进到我头脑中，那个就是最终会塑造我的。
It's not legalism, it's simply how life works.
这个不是律法主义者，而是生活，生命就是这样运行的。
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
You quit eating all fruits and vegetables.
比如说你现在开始，你停止吃所有的水果跟蔬菜。
You spend all of your meals eating potato chips.
如果你所有的吃的就是吃那个土豆片儿，那个炸薯片儿
McDonald Big Macs，
你就吃那个麦当劳的巨无霸
，Coca-Cola，
天天就喝可乐
，And you will be unhealthy，
那你就会身体就会不健康。
That's not legalism，
这个不是律法主义。
That's life，
那就是生活就是这样的。
What I feed my body is what my body becomes.
我的身体，你吃的是什么，最后你就变成什么。
What I feed my soul is what my soul becomes.
我对我的灵魂喂养什么，我的灵魂就会变成什么。
Let me encourage you in your spiritual journal that you're keeping.
就是让我
To discipline yourself, to feed your soul, God's word.
就是我就是来鼓励你，在你记下来你属灵的这个日志的时候呢，就开始用这个神的话语来喂养你的灵魂。
Maybe you are not a person who likes to read.
也许你不是一个喜欢阅读的人。
For $4.99, you can download the Bible in audio on your phone.
你知道花4.99你就可以把那个可以听的那个圣经下载到你的手机上。
listen to it.
然后你就去听神的话语。
I know that because last week Sue has not had the energy to read the Bible, and I said, "Let me find it on the phone," and got it on the phone.
然后因为上个星期呢，因为我太太就是她没有这个体力去读圣经，所以我就说让我们在手机上下载这个有声圣经来听。
My point is this.
我要讲的就是
there is effort.
里边是要付出努力，有劳苦。
Paul says, "I toil, I struggle."
保罗说，我尽心竭力，我奋战，我奋斗。
But then he says, "I struggle with His energy, God's energy that He, God, works within me."
但是他说，我是照着神在我身上所运行的大能大力来奋斗，来征战。
On one side are those who make the mistake of trying to be a lazy Christian.
就是这好像就是问题的两个，一个极端呢，就是有些这个懒散的基督徒。
They eat spiritual junk food and wonder why they are not healthy.
他这个懒散的基督徒，就是他们吃的都是这个属灵上的垃圾食品，然后就觉得说，哎，为什么我属灵上都不健康呢？
But on the other side,
但是在另外一个极端就是。
Are those who say, I read the Bible 2 hours every day.
然后就是那些说，我每天读两个小时的圣经。
I pray 2 hours every day.
我每天祷告两个小时。
Oh, what a godly person I must be.
我肯定是一个很敬虔的人呐。
Paul says, no.
保罗说，不是。
All that work you do,
你所有的这个努力，这个工作
is His energy working in you.
是他的这个力量在你里边运行。
On one side is spiritual laziness.
在一方面呢，是这种属灵上的懒散。
On the other side is spiritual pride.
在另外一面呢，就是这个属灵上的骄傲。
What Paul says,
保罗说,
is grace.
是恩典。
Yes, we make the effort to read God's word.
是的，我们要努力去读神的话。
We make the effort to pray.
我们要努力去祷告。
We discipline ourselves in areas of temptation.
我们在这种容易受试探的方面呢，我们要操练自己。
But all of it is made possible by God's grace.
但是所有这一切之所以成为可能，就是因为神在我们身上的恩典。
So first, the definition tells us that spiritual formation is by grace.
所以这个定义告诉我们，第一步，灵命塑造是靠着恩典。
And then the word.Process.
然后下一个就是过程。
Spiritual formation is a process.
这个灵命塑造呢是一个过程。
Paul talks about planting.
保罗就讲到这个种植。
Watering.
讲到这个浇灌。然后成长。
All of that is a long process.
这个所有这一切都是一个漫长的过程。
I am no good at growing things.
我很不擅长就是去种植物。
Anything I grow dies.
我种的任何东西最后都死了。
But a few years ago, Pastor Xi planted some trees in my backyard.
但是几年以前呢，许牧师在我的后院种了一些树。
They all died.
现在都死了。
He came back.
然后他回来了，他就看。
After a year, he came back to see the trees, and they were all dead.
然后过了一年了，他来看看那些树，说怎么都死了。
He said, "What did you do?"
他说你做什么了
？I said, "Nothing."
我什么都没做。
That's what's wrong.
他说那就是为什么出错的原因。
You did nothing.
你什么都没做。
You didn't water, you didn't fertilize, you did nothing.
你也没浇水，你也没施肥，你啥都没做。
Pastor Xi is a very kind man.
然后呢，许牧师是很有恩慈的。
So he planted some more trees.
所以他又种了更多的树。
And he said, this is how to water them.
说你看，你就这样浇水。
This is how to fertilize them.
这样子来施肥。
He knew I would not do it.
他知道我不会去做这些。
So he scared me.
所以他就吓我。
Every time I would see him, he would say, did you water the trees today?
每一次我见到他就说，哎，你今天有没有浇水啊？
Yes, yes, yes.
然后我就说，哎呦，我浇了，我浇了。
So I took care of the trees.
所以我就开始照料这些树。
And they lived.
然后呢，这些树就活下来了。
But nothing happened.
但是还是没有任何的改变。
After a year, no fruit.
过了一年还是没有果子啊。
And I thought, what a waste.
我就觉得说这多浪费时间呢、啊、浪费精力啊。
All that water.
我浇的这个这么多的水。
All that fertilizer.
那些施的这些肥。
For nothing.
什么都没有。
But I kept doing what Pastor Xi told me to do.
但是我就继续的去做这个许牧师告诉我要做的这些步骤。
This year, after 3 years,
这过了三年
，Suddenly we had some beautiful, delicious mangoes.
哦，忽然之间我们就有了这个很美味的这个芒果。
And I said to my neighbors, "Look at what I did."
然后我就给我邻居说：“你看我做到了什么。
”But my neighbors are smart, and they said, "No, look at what that Chinese man did."
然后我的邻居就很聪明说，不是你，你看看那个中国人做的。
My point is this.
我要讲的就是。
There was a long process between planting and seeing the fruit.
在你种植下去到最后你看到这个果子中间有一个漫长的过程。
One of the things that I am afraid when I teach this class.
有一点我教这个课我担心的就是
is that you will come to the first class and you will hear about how we can be like Christ.
你第一课你听到说哦，我们如何能够像基督
and you will say, okay, I'm going to do that.
然后你就说好，我要这样做
and you will read your Bible and you will pray.
然后你就读圣经，你就祷告
and 2 weeks later,
过了两周
Someone will say something rude to you.
有人对你说这个很不礼貌的话
And you will become angry.
然后你就生气了
And you will say, ah, it doesn't work.
然后你就说看来这个没用啊
I'm still not like Christ.
我仍然不像基督
One reason I want you to keep a journal.
我之所以请大家保持一个日记
is to keep reminding yourself.
就是不断的提醒你自己。
Like Pastor Xi kept reminding me, did you water the tree?
就像许牧师不断的就是提醒我问我说你浇水了吗
The journal is a way to keep reminding yourself of the process.
这个日志呢就是帮助提醒你这是一个过程。
If you will do that, here's what you're going to see.
如果你这样做的话，你就会看到。
Some days will be very flat.
你就会看到有些天呢，你就是一个水平线。
Sometimes you will see a little bit of progress.
有时候呢，你会看到一点点的进展。
But then you will come to a crisis in your life and you will look back and you will say, ah, I am far above where I was.
然后你再是碰到一个生命中有危机的时候你看再回头看你说哦，我比以前还是 成长了不少。
But it happens little by little by little.
但是这个是一点一点一点的发生的。
A process.
它是一个过程。
That process is the process of learning to think differently.
这个过程呢就是一个来学习思想不同的一个过程。
Learning to think like Jesus would think.
就是这个过程就是学着像基督那样来思想的一个过程。
Remember, our goal is to be like Christ.
要记住我们的目标是像基督。
And that means I'm convinced that if I am like Christ, I think like Christ thought.
我很确定的就是如果我要像基督的话那我的想法也是像基督的。
Remember, he was fully human.
要记住他是完全的人。
He had a human mind.
他有一个人的头脑。
But a mind governed by God's love.
但是他的这个思想他的心思意念头脑他的想法都是被神的爱所掌控的。
And so the more Christ-like I am, the more I think like he thought.
就是我越像基督那我的想法我的思想就是越像基督。
To show what I mean.
然后我来讲我的意思是什么
I dropped Sue at Weston at Cleveland Clinic.
我把我的太太就是那天送到了那个医院的时候
And I had to go to Fort Lauderdale
那我就必须要去那个佛罗戴尔堡那个城市
And I ended up at an intersection that there were six people begging for money
然后呢最后到了一个十字路口在那个十字路口那边呢有六个人乞丐在讨钱
Now, let me say before I say any more, my point is not that I should give them more money.
然后我这个事先讲一下我的观点我的要讲的不是说我应该给他们更多的钱。
That's a topic for another time.
那是以后再讲的是另外一个主题。
Sometimes giving a person money makes them worse, not better. So I'm not saying I should give them money.
有的时候呢你给这个人钱会让他的情况更糟糕而不是变好所以我的观点我要讲的说不是说你要给这个乞丐钱
But I sat there and the first thing that I thought
我就坐在那儿我第一件脑中想的就是
You bunch of lazy people go get a job
你们这些懒汉呢先去找工作应该去找工作
And maybe they should
也许他们是应该去找工作
But here's what I learned as I sat waiting for the red light.
在我在那儿等那个绿灯要过去的时候，我坐在那儿，我学习的就是
I am trying to learn to think like Jesus.
我在学习就是要那个想法、心思、意念都要像基督。
And so I asked myself sitting there, what is the first thing Jesus would think if he saw them?
我就问我自己说如果是基督他看到他们他第一眼见到他们他会怎么想
I don't know if he would give them money or not
我不知道主耶稣会不会给他们钱
He might say come follow me
他也许会对他们说你们来跟随我
But I do know the first thing he would think
但是我确实知道说他第一件他会想到的就是
The first thing he would think is not that bunch of lazy people, they ought to be ashamed.
他第一个想到的肯定不是说你们这些懒汉你们应该自己觉得羞愧。
The first thing he would think is this.
他第一件要会想到的就是
There is someone who my father made.
这个是照着我父神形象造的。
He made them to look like himself.
父神创造他们是要像他自己。
And Satan has blinded them.
但是撒旦把他们的心眼弄瞎了。
to where they no longer see what God wants them to be.
所以他们就看不到神要造他们，是要他们成为什么样的样子。
That's the first thing he would think.
那是主耶稣第一件会想到的。
Now, how we put that into practice will be different in different situations.
我们如何把这种想法放在实际的应用中，在不同的环境中也有不同的就是表现。
But if I am thinking like Christ, I begin with a heart of love.
如果我是像主耶稣那样去思想，那我的起步点就是从爱开始的。
Now, do you understand why I say this is a process?
所以你了解到了吗？这是我说的，这是一个过程。
That doesn't just happen.
它不是就一瞬间之间发生的。
All my life, I have been taught, if you need something, go get a job.
因为我从小长大的环境中的教导就是，如果你需要什么东西的话，你自己去工作。
And I still believe that.
我仍然相信这一点。
But,
但是
I am trying to learn to think in a way that first sees a person the way Jesus sees them.
但在我在学习，就是我的，就是来思想说，当我看到一个人的时候，我第一个念头的想法就是跟主耶稣基督的想法是一样的。
It is a process of changing our way of thinking.
这是一个改变我们思想的一个过程。
It is a process of changing our choices.
这也是一个改变我们选择的一个过程。
Look at Romans 13.
我们看罗马书第十三章。
There are several places that Paul says this.
在好几个地方保罗讲到这些。
I'm using the one from Romans today.
我今天是从罗马书来讲，其实有好几个不同的地方。
Romans 13 verse 14.
罗马书十三章第十四节
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说总要披戴主耶稣基督
And make no provision for the flesh.
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲
To gratify sinful desires.
就是去照顾你们肉体的本性
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢？
First of all, it tells me I have to do something.
第一点告诉我们我要做什么，我有责任。
Some people think that the Bible teaches this.
有的人觉得圣经是这么教导的。
Read what I want to.
我想阅读什么就读什么。
Watch what I want to.
我想看什么我就看什么。
Listen to what I want to.
我想听什么我就听什么。
And it's up to God to keep me away from sin.
然后呢，是神的工作，是他来保守我远离罪。
Paul says no.
保罗说不是这样的。
Spiritual formation, spiritual growth involves daily choices in my life.
这个灵命的塑造，这个灵命的成长就是包括我每天生活中的各项选择。
That means,
那就意味着
I am going to put on certain actions.
就是说我要去做一些事情。
I'm going to do certain things.
我也要去行一些事情，要披戴一些事情。
If I know there is an area of temptation in my life, I'm going to memorize a verse that helps me to answer that temptation.
如果我在某方面，那个是我容易被试探的方面，那我就会读一些经节，让我面对试探的时候，我可以抵挡得住。
That is putting on something.
那就是披戴主耶稣基督，披戴。
And then I'm going to put off some things.
然后另外一个就是脱下
make no provision for sinful desires
他说不要为了私欲而在属肉体的事上做任何安排
back to my example about how a person eats.
然后我再回到刚才我所讲的一个人是如何饮食的这个例子。
If on my counter are bags of potato chips,
如果在我的厨房的这个桌上面呢有一袋的这个薯片
,a big bowl of candy,
然后一大碗的这个糖果
,lots of Coca-Cola,
然后好多这个可乐
,and I don't have a single piece of fruit in my house,
然后我家里面没有一块水果
,what am I going to eat when I get hungry?
所以你饿的时候我想吃什么就去吃什么呢
Junk.
就是那些垃圾食品。
If I want to change how I eat,
如果我想要改变我饮食的习惯我吃什么
I'm going to have fruit on my counter.
那我就会把水果放在我的这个厨房的桌上。
And I'm going to put the potato chips in the trash.
然后我就把这个薯片放在垃圾箱里。
Or at least in the back of the closet where they're hard to find.
或者放在这个壁橱的后边，我看都看不到。
I'm trying to be practical about how we grow as Christians.
所以我就是想很实际的来讲，作为基督徒，我们如何来成长。
My Bible should be more convenient than my remote controls.
然后我应该更容易的就随手拿到圣经，而不是拿到这个电视的遥控器。
You understand?
你了解吗?
I wish we were in a room where I could see if I'm communicating. I don't know if you understand my point here.
我就是真的希望我们大家在一起，这样我就可以看到你们脸上的表情。
It's not legalism.
这个不是律法主义。
It is training myself to think and to do differently.
这是训练我自己，让我思想和行为有所不同。
Putting on the Lord Jesus.
讲到说披戴穿上主耶稣基督。
Putting off, making no provision for sinful desires.
就是脱去也不要让你别为肉体筹谋去放纵私欲。
Men.
我们中间的男生们弟兄们。
You cannot sit there watching 2 hours of a filthy HBO TV show.
你不可能说两个小时坐在那儿看那个 HBO 的那些肮脏的，就是那些不圣洁的那些电视节目。
And say, I am putting on the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后说，哦，我现在是披戴上了，穿上了主耶稣基督。
I am making no provision for sinful desires.
然后说我没有为私欲而在属肉体的事上做了任何安排。
Yes, you are.
你正在那个为你的私欲做安排。
You are feeding your mind.
你在
sinful desires.
你用那个有罪的那个属肉体的那个欲念充满你的头脑。
Now I know someone is going to go away and say he's a legalist.
然后有人可能下了课就会说，他是个律法主义者。
He wants us to all go around with a tie and white shirt 7 days a week.
他就想我们每天都穿着这个白衬衫打着领带 一个星期七天都这样子。
No, I don't.
我不是这样的，不是的。
But I have a friend who weighs 350 pounds.
我有一个朋友，他的体重是350磅。
And eats only potato chips and McDonald's.
但是他的饮食是只吃这个薯片和麦当劳。
And he's going to die.
他快死了。
Because he will not put on a healthy diet.
为什么呢？因为他不肯采取这个健康的饮食习惯。
And I have many, many, many friends.
我有很多很多朋友。
Who are spiritually weak.
在属灵上呢，他们是很软弱的，是软弱的。
Because they will not eat a healthy spiritual diet.
因为他们不肯吃这个健康的属灵食物。
For some, their unhealthy diet is filthy, vulgar television programs.
对，有些他们那个不健康的属灵食物，就是这个不好的这个熟肉体的这个电视节目。
For some, it's unhealthy political conspiracy videos.
对，有些不健康的食物就是这个政治的阴谋论。
And yes, they can harm you spiritually as much as the HBO show.
这些同样的可以像这个 HBO 的这些电影这样的伤害你的属灵。
For others, it's a desire for constant entertainment that keeps them away from God's word.
对另外一些人来讲，就是不断的需要娱乐，就让他们没有办法专心在神的话语上。
And I might as well mention the one that is hardest for me and probably for some of you because you're Chinese.
可能我要来提一下，就是对我来讲最难的，可能对我们中间中国人也是很难的。
And that is, we are ambitious and we want to work, and that consumes us.
就是我们有这个雄心壮志，我们很想努力工作，那个真的就是好像把我们整个人，就是我们整个人都消耗在里边。
And putting on the Lord Jesus for some of us.
就是穿上主耶稣基督，对我们其中的某些人就是。
Will simply mean saying, I'm going to accomplish less in my career.
就是说我就是要在我的事业上不要去成就那么多。
Not to be lazy.
不是说我懒惰懒散。
But maybe to work 60 hours a week instead of 80.
而是说可能本来是你一周工作80小时，现在你工作60小时。
I know you all.
我知道有些人是这样的。
I have the same problem in my life.
在我的生命中也有这样同样的问题。
But if we want to grow like Christ,
但是如果我们想要成长的像基督，
it will take time.
是需要时间。
It will mean putting off some other things.
就是意味着要脱离一些什么别的事情。
All of that is part of the process.
这个所有的一切都是这个过程的一部分。
Now, let me wrap up with this.
让我最后结束的时候这样讲这个。
Because I don't want you to leave feeling, oh, this is a hopeless guilt.
我不想你离开的时候说这是一个无望的，觉得很愧疚的一个过程。
So let me tell you something wonderful about this process.
所以让我告诉你关于这个过程的奇妙之处。
Do you remember when your children were little?
大家还记不记得我们孩子们小的时候？
Maybe 4 years old.
或者他们四岁的时候，比如说。
Running around the house, playing and having fun.
然后在屋子里跑来跑去，很高兴。
Did you ever get angry with them because they were not yet an adult?
你会不会因为他们还不是成人对他们而生气呢？
Of course not.
肯定不会。
They were a child.
他们是孩子。
You didn't look at your 4-year-old and say, ah, I wish they were 24.
你不会看着你四岁的孩子说，我希望他们现在已经24了。
Maybe some days you did.
有的时候你真是这样希望的。
You enjoyed their growing.
你享受他们成长的过程。
Your heavenly Father.
我们的天父。
Enjoys your growing.
也享受你的成长过程。
He doesn't look at you and say, I will love you after you reach this point.
他不会说我只有等你到了这一点上，到了这个程度，我才爱你。
He loves you today where you are.
他就爱今天的你。
He loves you enough to push you to grow more.
他因为如此的爱你，所以他就会推动你，触动你成长。
But he is not angry where you are.
他不是对你现在所在的这种样子，对你生气。
please don't go away after today's class and say, God is mad at me.
不要说今天离开课你就会对自己说哦神对我很生气。
I'm not yet very Christ-like.
因为我还不像基督。
The bald-headed teacher said that I watch too many videos.
然后呢这个光头的头发不多的老师对我说我看了太多的这个节那个电视节目。
And God is angry.
所以神对我生气。
No, he's not.
神没有对你生气。
And no, I'm not, by the way.
我也没对你生气。
He loves you as his child.
他真的是像对待自己的孩子那样来爱你。
But when you love your four-year-old child,
但是当你爱你四岁的孩子的时候
you know there are some things that if they don't grow, when they get 24, there will be a problem.
但是你也知道如果他们要是不成长的话有些东西他不成长的话到了24岁他们就有问题了。
When your two-year-old says, Dada, Dada,
当你的两岁的孩子就叫不清就说大大大大叫你爸爸叫不清的时候
That's cute.
那你觉得很可爱对吧
But you know that if they go to high school still saying Dada, Dada.
但是如果他们到了高中还说 Dada, Dada 叫不清楚的话
That will be good.
那就不太好了吧不太妙了。
And so you enjoy them, but you also teach them.
所以呢你虽然享受他们，你也教他们，让他们能够成长。
God loves every one of us in this group.
神爱我们
where we are.
就在我们现在这个地步，神爱我们所有的人。
But he loves us enough that he wants to make us more like himself.
因为他如此的爱我们，所以他要把我们塑造成他自己的形象。
And so this is what's going to happen this week.
所以这个星期会发生的就是
You're going to be doing something.
你可能要做会再做一些事情。
And his spirit is going to say, you know, that's not what Jesus would do.
然后圣灵就会提醒你说你知道那个不是主耶稣基督要会做的。
And you have a chance to grow a little bit.
所以呢你就有个机会你可以成长一点点。
It's going to be late at night and you're watching television.
然后已经很晚了你还在看电视。
And you're going to remember that the bald-headed teacher said,
你就会记得这个头发不多的老师对你说
I need to feed my mind with God's word.
我需要用神的话语来喂养我的头脑思想。
And it's a chance to say, okay,
然后这就是一个机会说好的。
Before I go to bed, let me read some of God's word.
在我睡觉之前让我读一些神的话语。
You're going to start to say something unkind to your husband or your wife.
你可能想对你的配偶说一些那个很不友善的话。
And God's spirit is going to say, that's not a Christ-like thing to say.
然后神的灵会提醒你说那样子说不像基督。
And that's your chance.
那就是你的机会去成长一点一点的。
None of those mean that God is angry with you.
这所有的一切不是说神对你生气。
None of those are earning anything from him.
这所有的一切不是说要从神那里赚得赢得什么。
But every one of those is a chance to become a little more like Jesus.
但是所有这一切都是能够更像基督的一个机会。
And as you do that day after day after day, you become more and more like him.
然后你就每一天每一天的这样子来选择这样来做的话你就会逐渐的更像基督。
None of us will be perfectly like him until we reach heaven.
直到我们到了天堂之前呢，我们没有一个人会百分之百完美的像基督。
But all of us can become more like him day after day after day.
但是我们却可以每一天每一天的更想基督。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, would you help each of us to have a desire to be more and more like you?
主啊，求你好不好帮助我们，让我们心里都有这样的渴望，能够更愿意像你。
Not out of guilt.
不是出于愧疚。
Not out of fear.
不是出于恐惧。
But because we love you and want to be like you.
而是因为我们爱你，愿意更像你。
Lord, as I finish, I ask for two things.
主啊，当我们结束的时候，我真的求两件事。
One, I ask that for every person who is here in this class, that this week you will help them to grow more like you.
就是帮助我们课堂中的每一位，就是这个星期我们会成长更像基督。
Help me to grow more like you.
帮助我能够更像基督。
And secondly, Lord, I don't know if I have communicated clearly.
再有就是主啊，我不知道我是不是讲清楚了。
And so, God, if I have sounded too harsh or too legalistic, would you make your message clear?
如果我真的是听起来好像太像律法主义或者是太严厉，求你真的是让他们能够清楚。
Don't let my limitations stand in the way of your word.
不要让我的这个有限阻碍了你的话语的传递。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.